40 years of Jewish-Catholic dialogue to overcome two millennia of mistrust and tensions between peoples of the two faiths. That's what will be on the agenda at a high-profile meeting of the International Catholic-Jewish Liaison Committee, taking place in Paris from February the 27th to March 2nd. Leading the Vatican delegation will be Cardinals Kurt Koch, Jean-Louis Torrent and Peter Turkson, together with patriarchs, bishops and experts from other countries engaged in interfaith dialogue. The meeting will be held at the Collège des Bernardins, where Pope Benedict gave a key speech during his 2009 visit to Paris, and will also include a trip to the Drancy internment camp, from where tens of thousands of French Jews were deported to the Nazi death camps during the Second World War.
This has been a long journey, because the depth of mistrust was very great.
Also taking part in this significant encounter is Bishop Brian Farrell, Secretary of the Pontifical Council for Promoting Christian Unity, which oversees the Vatican's relations with the Jewish world. I sat down with him to find out more about the meeting and about the current state of Catholic-Jewish relations.
This is one of the important formal meetings that we have with representatives of the Jewish community around the world. And this meeting has been taking place for 40 years, since right after the Second Vatican Council. This will be the 21st meeting, because we hold the meetings every 2 years. Down the years, we have dealt with many themes, naturally. Now we decided that on the 40th anniversary, we need to take a look at what has been done and to draft the way forward. The meeting is a meeting of major representatives of many Jewish organizations. As everybody knows, there's no central government or authority within the Jewish religious community as such. So these representatives come together under the title of a kind of umbrella group, which has been in existence since, I believe, 1948, for Jewish people to take part in interreligious dialogue. So with them we meet and we discuss various themes. Mostly we have discussed questions of our common heritage, the elements of that heritage. We have discussed the role of faith in society. We have discussed education in religious values. And this year now we will try to do a summary of all that we've done so far.
Looking back and taking stock of progress, but also problems which seem to resurface fairly regularly, how would you characterize perhaps the climate at the moment as you head for these talks?
Well, I think that it is true that this has been a long journey, because the depth of mistrust was very great. We have learned down the years to trust each other more and more. Once in a while, something happens to undermine or to make it appear that we no longer support each other. And that brings a bit of a crisis in our relationship. But the proof of the progress that has been made is the fact that every time that has happened in recent times, we have been able to explain ourselves to each other, and we have been able to overcome the tensions of the moment. Now, obviously, in our relationship with the Jewish community, the force of history is, it's a great weight, and it keeps cropping up. Some people make statements or do things that brings out the memory of the sad things of the past, and this can influence our relationship. I would say that at the present time, over recent years, we have made striking progress on the basis of Nostra Aetate, the document of the Second Vatican Council, which deals with our special relationship with the Jewish people because of the common reference to God's intervention in our human history, and that at the present time we have made great efforts to approach the theological questions, which were very difficult to actually dialogue about. But now there is a new openness to that, and this deepens then the conversation.
There is also a great difference of opinion within the Jewish world, isn't there, as to how deeply perhaps the Vatican is committed to this dialogue. How representative is this group that you're dealing with in Paris of mainstream, if we can call it that, Jewish opinion?
Well, that is a good question, because it's hard to say that there is a mainstream of Jewish opinion regarding interreligious dialogue and regarding, in particular, relations with the Christian community and the Catholic Church. But I would say that we have reached a point where this conversation that we have been carrying on embraces a big part of the Jewish people around the world. In the beginning, it was mainly an American and European conversation. Then, in more recent times, because we also have a dialogue with the Chief Rabbinate of Israel, they have begun to participate in this dialogue, and other representatives from Israel take part in it, so that now it has become a much more representative body. It's hard to say how the Jewish people, in all the different ramifications of their belief and practice, react to this, to our dialogue. But I would say that with the exclusion of some smaller groups who refuse to be in dialogue with practically anybody, this is very representative.
This is, of course, a time of great political tension for yes. Israel around the Middle East as a whole. I imagine the political discussions must also be under the spotlight during these theological discussions.
Yes, it's true that the circumstances in which we live and the events always influence the conversations that take place. In the past, we've had moments of mutual difficulty because of events that were taking place, or because of questions such as Holocaust denial or the lack of true understanding of the questions of the Vatican archives and so on. We've had problems like this. Now today the conversation will undoubtedly be colored by events around the northern part of Africa and the Middle East. We don't have as yet a clear picture of how these events will go forward. So we can talk and speculate, but I don't think that we can have any clear conclusions about them.
My thanks there to Bishop Brian Farrell, Secretary of the Pontifical Council for Promoting Christian Unity, which includes the Commission for Religious Relations with the Jewish World.